From the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge to your backyard, we bring you Willapa Nature Notes. Today, we begin a series of three articles by geologist Brian Atwater, earthquake ecologist. This week, we feature James Graham Cooper. James Graham Cooper roamed Washington Territory as a young naturalist shortly before the Civil War. Near Astoria, he observed the remains of trees that are important today as clues to earthquake hazards. Cooper came here from New York in 1853. He had sought and gained a position as surgeon and naturalist with the Isaac Stevens Railroad Survey. His survey party was commanded by George McClellan and was provisioned at Fort Vancouver by Ulysses S. Grant. The Smithsonian Institution provided support for follow-up work, which centered on collecting museum specimens at Willapa, then called Showater Bay. The remains of drowned trees caught Cooper's eye in 1854 and 1855. His journal tells us spruce stumps in growth position in the banks of a tidal creek near Chinook. His railroad report, extolling western red cedar as a source of durable shingles, describes dead trunks of this species only, standing in Willapa Bay tidal marshes. Cooper reasoned that these standing trees had died when tides overflowed sinking land. Today, it has become clear that this sinking takes place during earthquakes, when a leading edge of North America lurches tens of feet towards Asia. The shift stretches solid rock, which thins like a pulled rubber band. The thinning lowers coastal land several feet. Tides overflow the freshly sunken land, killing thousands of trees. Sudden changes in land level routinely accompany certain kinds of earthquakes. Examples from Alaska and Chile will be recounted in two subsequent Nature Notes. Join me, Kit Fleming, next week for Earthquake Ecologist Part 2 by Brian Atwater. Nature Notes is a production of the Friends of the Willapa National Wildlife Refuge.